Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get this third hour going, shall we? We got four today. Grant and Danny, 10 to 2, 106.7. The Fan, spread the word. Always looking for new listeners. A Brendan Dart, Tom Daly production. Beltway Blitz at noon each day. Pretty much just a one-segment synopsis of what we're talking about throughout the day. All the most important information jam-packed into a few minutes. So we'll kick things off with the Redskins. We'll talk Nats in a minute. 12-18, are you worried about the Redskins' wide receiver position? Ryan Grant's getting a lot of run. Josh Doctson didn't play in preseason game 3. Terrell Pryor has dropped passes. Jamison Crowder, a slot receiver, is running as the number 2 receiver in 2 receiver sets, which is a new role for him.
Yeah.
Should we be concerned about wide receiver? Is it actually a well-built part of the roster? That's at 12-18. Charlie Slow's at 12:45. Let's get blitzing. J.P. Finley, let's start with that receiver dialogue. How do you feel about this group right now?
You know, a month ago, I think we all thought it was a strength of this team, and now there's starting to be some question marks. I think one guy you definitely don't have questions about is Jamison Crowder. I really think he could be the leading receiver for this team. If you just look at his progression from year 1 to year 2, he got to 850 yards last year. I think he could get to 1,000. I think Pryor's going to be fine, but all along with the Pryor stuff, I've said I think he's going to have a big second half of the year once he and Kirk really figure each other out and their roles in the offense. And then Josh Doctson's a stud, man. He's just got to be on the field. And until we see it, it's hard to really know what's going to happen.
Jack Purcell, Finley, what does it mean not having Phil Taylor?
I have a pair of Jack Purcells, Danny.
I knew you would, my guy.
Not having Phil Taylor is a blow for this team, but it also kind of speaks to what were they trying to do to have to rely on Phil Taylor. I mean, this is a guy that hasn't really played since 2014, and now they're back in this familiar position where, and I know folks will argue about they don't play the base all that often, but when they do play the base, they're not going to have somebody that's really well equipped to play the centerpiece of it, the nose tackle position. I think you're looking at Ziggy Hood, Joey Mbu, A.J. Francis. You know, I talked to Stacy McGee about playing those back in OTAs, and he seemed relatively reluctant to do that. It didn't seem like a position he wants to be at, but, you know, they have a lot of faith in Tom Sula, and that faith is going to be put to use. The one thing, I don't know if you guys are getting this on Twitter, but folks are asking me if John Allen's going to play nose, and the answer is no.
Right. I mean, he'll stand over top of the center and get in the dirt from time to time, but he's not a nose tackle, and they're not going to ask him
right
to be, clearly. JP, as far as the Mbu Francis part of this, is one of those guys, both of whom probably were out before this injury, now in? Or do you think they could still keep 6 and, like, Ioannidis would fill that void?
I think one of those guys is in now. I really do. Now, stay with me here because this is kind of convoluted, but I think losing Phil Taylor almost put more pressure on Nate Sudfeld to really deliver in the Tampa game, because that is a luxury. You know, typically teams want to go 25 offense, 25 defense, and then the 3 specialists. But if they can trim that spot and then they can go 24 offense, 26 defense, maybe that allows them to keep an additional defensive line body that they probably wouldn't have been considering before Phil Taylor. But now that you're just going to have to run kind of a combination of guys out there, you might want more bodies available to you.
Former Hillary Clinton campaign chair John Podesta Finley, running back battle, handicap it for us.
Will battle for roster spots or battle for this? There's no battle at the start.
Well, yeah, give me the hierarchy.
It's Rob Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then what?
Rob, and then I think we've seen Samaje Perine is now the backup running back, but he's going to get out-touched by Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson's still going to have a significant role. I mean, we've seen it through, you know, 3 weeks of the preseason now that Thompson, I believe last week, was their leading receiver, right? And he can make plays for them. Jay Gruden trusts him, likes him. Kirk Cousins trusts him. You're going to see plenty of Chris Thompson. And I think Rob Kelly had the game he needed to against the Bengals You know, busted the one long run, the 25-yard run, and had a couple tough carries up the middle that showed that he's the best running back on the roster.
JP, what did the Stafford news of last night mean for the Redskins and Cousins?
I mean, I think boil it way down, I think it means Kirk's not here next year. I don't think the Skins are going to pay up what it's going to cost to keep Kirk. I mean, you and I went back and forth. To me, I won't rule out the just utter craziness of another tag. Bruce has talked about it already as a team option. But I think the odds are pretty significant that Kirk will not be back with the Skins.
Master of None character Jeff Pastor Finley. Thank you, buddy, as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
See you, pal. Let's talk Nats, Tommy. We got Chelsea James of the Washington Post to do that very thing. Chelsea, Jason Worth, and Max Scherzer returning last night. Felt like there was more life with this club that looked a little bit tired here over the last couple weeks. That was kind of a nice bolt, huh?
It was. And how could they not be tired, honestly, given kind of the number of guys they've had to use to piece things together, the amount of, you know, work they've had to put on Murphy and Zimmerman and guys like that. I mean, it just like really looks like a different team when you add one guy, let alone, you know, if you get Trey Turner back tonight. So that was a huge boost, and I think you can kind of just feel it. Like you said, it felt like the old Nationals again.
And it felt like the old Max Scherzer again, Chelsea. I don't have any concerns about him. Did he say anything about his neck after the game? Because after his first start, remember, he said it was still kind of there, noticeable. Was that the case last night?
No, he said he felt fine and that as long as he has his pillows and does his exercises, he'll be fine. I think it's something that you're going to have in the back of your mind when you're watching him now. I think it's something he's going to be managing the rest of the season. But he's a guy that knows how to manage these things and really knows himself in and out. And so, you know, if he's pitching at this point, it's because both the Nationals are okay with it and think he's fine and he's not going to hurt himself. And then Max says he's not going to hurt himself. And I think that's kind of really important to remember.
Chelsea, what do we know about Ryan Madsen and Coda Glover? Give us some updates there.
Yeah, so Madsen seems to be fine. He has his own doctor in Arizona that he trusts a lot and went to see him about this finger thing, which apparently is just some inflammation around his top knuckle and therefore really shouldn't be a problem once it gets out of there. So I think they think that's going to happen pretty soon. I would expect him back with the team this week, not from the DL. And then kind of started to work back from the DL. But all indications are that they expect him back by October, which is great. Probably not the worst thing to have a few fewer innings on his arm, you know, given the heavy use they had once they've come here. And Glover is sort of, you know, weird and MIA. You know, his shoulder was cleared so that he could ramp his way back up. I would assume that's going to take a while. But I wouldn't rule him out for maybe the last couple weeks of September. But, no one's really given a definitive timetable. But given how much Dusty loves him, you know, I think if he's at all close when it's time, you know, he could be a guy who maybe sneaks onto the playoff roster.
How's Trey Turner's rehab gone?
So he didn't hit very well, which is fine. I think Jason Worth would tell you that wrist injuries are really tough, and I think Trey Turner showed that on his rehab. You know, unlike Worth, he couldn't hit the whole time, you know, that he was hurt. So I think he's really got some work to do. And, I'm a little surprised they're bringing him back right away, not because of injury risk, just because his timing wasn't there, you know, from what we could see on the rehab assignments and what we heard. So, but you know what? Kind of better to figure it out up here, I guess, than down there, get him some bats and let him adjust, because that's what he's known for. He's a guy who's always adjusted quickly. And, you know, it'll probably take him a week or so. You're not going to see vintage Trey Turner in week one or maybe even week two. But I guess the goal really is, you know, 4 weeks from now or whatever it is. So I think that's what they're looking at.
Chelsea, last injury update, the big one, obviously, Bryce Harper. Any progress made? Still walking with a limp? What have you seen? What are you hearing?
He's walking fine. I mean, the last time I talked to him, he said he wished he had more, but he had no update. So, you know, I think they're just waiting it out. I know he gets a lot of treatment, but I haven't seen him take any steps towards running or anything like that. I mean, I think it really is something that there's no timetable because it's such a strange injury and one that can really go either way, you know, in terms of severity. So I think, you know, I think there's really everyone expects him back by October, but as of right now, we haven't seen him take any big strides, and I think that's okay and no reason for panic.
They going to play tonight?
Man, it doesn't look like it, but I'm sure they will do everything they can to get this game in.
I am going to predict you're going to be in the press box at 10:14 wondering if they're going to play tonight.
So many weather updates from Chelsea.
Yeah, I'm going to try to avoid that. I might just delete my Twitter if we have one more extended rain delay.
Love it.
Thank you so much. Keep up the great work.
Thank you for having me.
Chelsea James of the Washington Post. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Before we talk Nats with Charlie Slows at 12:45, let's break down the Redskins wide receiver group. Are you worried about how things are developing at that position as the preseason is winding down and starters are not going to go again? You've seen the last of Pryor, Doxson probably, Crowder, Jordan Reed, Kirk Cousins, until those guys are on the field for real against Philly. How do you feel about the receivers? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.